Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup, the Verona Area School District's podcast, where Superintendent Dr. Tremaine Clarity shares updates and interviews guests from around the district.
How are you, Marcy?
I'm doing great. That's Dr. Tremaine Clarity. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom. We are hearing from two of our educators joining VASD this year. The 23-24 school year will be the first year that they are here in VASD, but they are both veteran educators. Dr. Larry Love is the Badger Ridge Middle School principal, and Ms. Mary Seidel is the Stoner Prairie Elementary School principal. We are so glad they are here in VASD and here with us today so our listeners can learn more about them.
Thank you so much for that great introduction and for setting up all the logistics for what's going to be a phenomenal podcast for our community. I'm so excited here to be here today with two of our tremendous leaders, Dr. Larry Love and Ms. Mary Seidel. New to new positions in the Roane Area School District, but definitely not new to education. They have an extensive background, and we know they're going to bring a tremendous amount of support for our students, and they're going to be game changers when it comes to academic outcomes and our focus on excellence and equity. So we're going to jump right in so we can hear from our leaders, and we'll begin with Dr. Larry Love. If you could just tell us really quick, just talk about your background, and most importantly, what brought you to the Roane Area School District?
Yeah, definitely. I want to start by just saying thanks for the opportunity. I see this as a great way for our community to get to know a little bit more about myself. And I'm just super excited to be coming on board with the Verona Area School District. So a little bit about my background. Grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and matriculated through school there and eventually came to the university here in Madison, and actually completed all of my degree programs at UW-Madison. So a true Badger here. I came into the field of education maybe about 10 years ago now, and really just kind of fell in love with all things education. But of course, the students were the prize in it all. So I've been a special education teacher, a PBIS coach, instructional coach, assistant principal, and so kind of worn many hats over my time, and I feel like all of them contributed in some way to my leadership abilities and skills that I'm looking forward to bringing to Verona. What brings me to Verona? There are many things, but I think one of the things that stands out to me most distinctly is the direction and the vision. I'm a leader who really values coherence, and because of that clear vision and direction, I feel like I know exactly how to step in and be a part of the work and be a part of the team and really pushing for improved outcomes, socio-emotionally, academically, you name it. And so, yeah, just really excited to be a part of a great district, a great team, and even more so my team over at Badger Ridge. Shout out to them.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how excited we are to have you here. And we have Ms. Mary Seidel, who is the new principal over at Stoner Prairie. Mary, same question to you. Like, tell us a little bit about your background, but actually let's get to the heart of who you are and what you're going to bring to Stoner Prairie.
Yeah, I am really excited to be able to be in the Verona Area School District. I attended UW-Madison as well as UW-Milwaukee for my degrees, and have spent a great amount of time at Madison as a school psychologist and the last 6 years as a principal. But similar to Larry, I am excited about coming into the district that has a clear focus on equity, as well as a strategic plan that is coherent, and I think is going to be a game changer for all of our students. So I'm looking forward to that. I have been in the field of education for 26 years. I'm a first generation college graduate.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I know what education can do and how it can change lives, as it did my own in my own trajectory. I have two daughters that are both graduates of the Verona Area School District, so I am very much a proud Wildcat at heart. I'm unpacking all of my orange. Both of them graduated and are now, one of them went to Purdue and one of them went on and is going to graduate in December from UW-Madison. And so I feel like it is the right place for me at the right time, and I'm really looking forward to a great year at Stoner Prairie and in Verona.
That's amazing. So then we're going to stick with you for our next one. So if we think about our young ones, and that's who we serve. In the field of education, we serve our families, but we do this because of the children on a daily basis. So when they see you on opening day and they see you every day in the hallways and in their classroom, what are they going to recognize and be able to say about you as their leader?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I hope they see me on the 30th of August because that's going to be our welcome back. And we're actually doing it with Savannah Oaks, the middle school that we share pretty much a campus with in Fitchburg. And so hopefully we'll see many of them at that event. I hope what they say is that they see me and they know me and I'm approachable because I am. And I want to... I really want to make it a welcoming place where all students feel like they belong and all families feel like they belong and that they have a voice, they have a sense of agency, that they what they say matters and that they matter. I think that's a really important piece when we're thinking about educating our youth, right, is we want them to feel like they are empowered. And that's my job, is to help create the systems and structures to do that and be that myself. I'm very approachable. I have a very open door, so I hope that I see them in the hallways with our new entrance, especially. It's currently under construction, and people may have seen trucks, and it's been difficult to get in over the summer. But we are really looking forward to welcoming everybody in when school starts.
That's phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And Dr. Love, same question to you. The middle school students are gonna come see their new leader, whether it's during the open house or on those first days. What are they gonna see and notice about you right away?
I think one of the things is the fact that they're gonna see me, and I pride myself on that. I'm a leader who believes that I lead from all the spaces that students are in. So whether that's the hallway, the lunchroom, the classroom, those are the spaces that I prioritize spending my time in. So I know that the students will be able to say, oh, we have a principal that we see and we see often. They'll probably also know me to be a little no-nonsense with things, too. Yeah. I only want to see them in the hallways when it's appropriate to be in the hallways. And so they're going to know that I have high expectations for them, and I'm going to hold them to those high expectations. You know, sometimes people say, oh, I have these high expectations. And it's one thing to have them, but it's another to hold students to those expectations. And so that's something I pride myself on, is being able to be consistent and holding our students to the expectations that we have for them. Beyond that, they're also going to know, similarly to my colleague, is that I'm approachable. I want to hear from them. I want to see them. I want to connect with them. I want to know about their lives inside of school and outside of school. I want to be able to have those connections that are genuine and authentic. And so I'll be, you know, approaching them and hoping that they're going to do the same. So I think those are the biggest things, that, you know, their principal has high expectations, he's visible, and that he is genuinely interested in building relationships with all the students.
It's amazing. I never thought I'd say I might want to go back to middle school, but if I have that kind of leader right in front of me, I might reengage and do that one more time.
Most definitely.
We're going to stay with you, Dr. Love. So as we think about, as parents and community members, when we take our students to school, those are our loved ones. Those are the things that our children are, who we care about the most. And we want to know we're dropping them off with someone that's going to be that caretaker for them in that space and have a safe environment, but also, as you mentioned, an environment of high expectations. What can the parents expect from you, and how will those relationships be built?
Yeah, I want to first start by saying something that I always say, and that's that schools belong to the community. And so by that, I mean that in order for me to do the work of leading a school, I have to have those partners who the schools belong to, so our parents and our community members. And so what they can expect of me is opportunities for collaboration, But also in terms of, I'm going to care for their children, hopefully just as much as they do. I'm going to have, again, those high expectations of them. Very much, I see myself as a warm demander. And so that's kind of how I approach working with middle school students and their families, ensuring that I'm communicating with families about the things that are happening within our community, things that we want to see happen, just really as much communication as possible, opportunities for collaboration with our families and, again, our community members at large. And just really, I guess the message that I want parents to take away from today is knowing that even as a school leader with many teachers in the building, we still can't do this work without their involvement and their partnership. And so really just looking forward to building those relationships, whether it's me being out in the community, them coming in into the school, you name it, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal response. When you think about the importance of engaging in our parents and developing the whole child, that is such a phenomenal partnership. And mm-hmm. It sounds like you have the strategies and tools ready, and we're really anxious. I never wanted summer to go by as fast as I wanted this year, because I'm ready. We're ready to go to have an amazing year.
Yeah, it's almost time.
Almost time already. Mary, same question to you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to echo what Dr. Love said, which is I believe that we are stronger together. And when we partner together, there's amazing things that can happen. For me at elementary level, I understand and recognize that there's a certain sense of vulnerability that you need to have. You are trusting me and our school to take your most precious gift and educate them. And that I don't take lightly. I take that very seriously, and I want people to know that we all take that seriously. It is truly an honor and a gift to be able to help our students in their first experience, hopefully of many years of education.
Absolutely.
And the importance of that. And we form this connection and this partnership together, and do things throughout the year to kind of maintain that partnership on behalf of kids. So I'm really looking forward to that. We do that in a variety of ways, right? But importantly, I think, is accessibility to me. Certainly the relationships we form with teachers and those in the school are important, and I'm one of those. And so I encourage parents to stop by. I look forward to welcoming them at our welcome back. I will be the person with popsicles on the playground.
All right.
Forming some other kind of proactive strategies and touch points throughout. Obviously, we'll be involved with our parent-teacher organization, but there are some other groups that we're also putting together to kind of lift voice for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, both of you have articulated so well the need for high expectations and making mm-hmm. sure that our students have a great learning environment. We also know that one of our values here in the Verona School District is joy, bringing joy into learning. So as we think about the joyful environment and joyful experience for our students, what are some of the things that come to mind that you'll intentionally engage in to ensure that there is a joy of learning in each of your schools? Dr. Love?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think in terms of joy, you name one of the most important aspects of that, and that's that sense of belonging. Before we can get to joy, we have to feel like we belong somewhere. So my desire is to first be able to work with my team collaboratively to establish an environment in which our students feel like they're seen and they're heard and that they belong, because they most certainly do. And I think also with that is not just saying we hear their voices and not doing anything with it, but really hearing their voices and then actualizing things from what we hear from them. So I want to know, what are the things that our students want to see, what opportunities they need, whether it's extracurricular within the school day, and just really working with them and with the staff to build those opportunities for them. I also just think, while it's not directly about joy, I feel like all students need a champion. And
absolutely.
So for me, as I think about how do we get to a place of joy, I'm really excited about our model for advisory, where they're smaller advisories, and we're trying to cater it to, in some ways, to what students' skills or their interest areas are. And knowing that they have that first contact or that first touch point each day and for an extended period of time is something I'm also excited about this upcoming year, is that we did extend our advisory time so students are able to really connect with an adult in the building. They have that champion, and then we can really leverage those relationships to continue to propel joy within our building.
That's great. Ms. Liddell, what are your thoughts on joy and the joy for our learners?
Yeah, I have a couple of thoughts. One is I think that in order to be and truly embrace a kind of joyful mindset, I think our teachers and our staff members also need to feel that joy.
Absolutely.
They need to appreciate and be happy that they're coming to this place. We need to cultivate that intentionally in our culture and climate. I also think in order to truly support a feeling of joy, we need to know our kids, right? We can't make assumptions about what is going to be their point of feeling that intense joy, right? And getting to know them and build those connections are really important for everybody. And doing intentional things around that, right? Like not just assuming that it's going to come with time, but being intentional. So for us, we'll be working on some of the systems proactively so that everyone also feels a sense of safety, a sense of belonging. And then we can get to some really fun things, right? Learning can be super fun. And giving people the opportunity and maybe the license to be able to relax, to have that fun, is going to be important to us. We're currently working on putting together a school-based leadership team that will be very intentional at looking at and measuring our climate and culture throughout the year. So it won't just happen at one or two times, but it'll actually be an ongoing thread.
Absolutely. You know, when you think about our wellness and the wellness of our community, mm-hmm. can you think of anything more special than a happy child? Mm-hmm. When we go up and down our hallways, when we see in the playgrounds, and we see them in the classroom, really experiencing the joy of learning, that lifts the spirit. And as an educator, it's so fulfilling to see the amount of joy and happiness that our children have. And knowing that the two of you will be leaders in the Rowan Area School District that are building upon the joy that already exists and making sure that the world-class staff that we know will be working daily with our students, and they have that permission to continue that joyful atmosphere. That is something that we're so excited for. And, you know, as we think about not the present and going into the future, you know, how would you like the community to kind of walk away from this conversation knowing that, you know, that this is going to be probably the most magical year that they've ever experienced? You know, let's go back to you, Mary. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I want our community to know that we have a very clear strategic framework that has been informed by them and multiple stakeholders. We have a clear vision. We're committed to that. And we want to embrace that because we know that that's the right work. And I also want them to know that it's ever changing and my door is open. And so if they're not experiencing that, let's have a conversation and talk through that, right? But we have a shared goal, and that is for success of all students in the Verona Area School District. We're committed to that. We're passionate about that, and it's going to be a great year.
It is. It definitely is. Dr. Love.
Yeah. I think as I began my entry into the district, one of the things that has been most clear is the Verona area is a very close niche area, strong relationships within the community. And so for me, I want parents and families to walk away knowing that that's something I embrace. I'm excited about that. And as a result of me seeing that, I want to continue to build upon that. I really want to have strong partnerships with our families, strong relationships with our families, so that we are doing the good work of educating all the students. And then also, similarly to what I'm hearing Mary say, is that it's going to be an excellent year at Badger Ridge. We're going for gold. And so I want families to know that that's my goal, to hold me to that. But not just hold me to it, but also come in and partner with me as we move that in that direction. So yeah, just really excited for the year. Excited to meet students, families, and partner in all regards, and know that we're going to do the great work.
You are. You know, as we think about our journey, and our journey is we're getting farther and farther each year to be the national model of excellence grounded in equity. We know that it takes great staff, it takes a great community, and it takes our great leaders in our buildings. And I couldn't be more excited than to have the two of you joining the Verona Area School District. We're excited for what this means for our students. We're excited for what this means for our staff. And we know that both of you are committed to that goal to being the national model for excellence. So time's gone by way too fast, and we enjoyed it in a great conversation. So we're going to turn it back to Marcy to close up. But thank you so much for being our new guests on the new and improved In the Loop with the Soup, and we'll continue to see you, and I enjoy the opportunity to partner with you on your great careers here in Verona.
Thank you, Dr. Clarity, for leading a wonderful conversation, and thank you, Dr. Love and Ms. Seidel, for being with us today. It's been great getting to know you. Your dedication and focus are already apparent. Students, staff, families, and community members, we have a lot to look forward to with these two leaders at our school here in the Verona area. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblum. Thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup.